Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Let's learn together today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Thanks for traveling with us. Today's topic is travel.
Today's title is Lost Cities. Lost Cities. Peter, yesterday we learned about Angkor in Cambodia.
Yes, that was really interesting. More than 1 million people lived in it. It was an important city about 800 to 1,000 years ago, but now it's abandoned.
That's right. That's why we call it a lost city. And I think we're going to learn about some more lost cities today. Let's go learn about those, but first, let's learn our key words with Christina.
我们今天的主题是古城遗迹之旅。讲到古城，他们之所以会被人弃之不用，有些是因为征战 war. People left these cities because of wars. 这些古城被人所遗忘，但后来他们被发现与维护之后，成了重要的观光胜地。像意大利的庞贝古城就是一个例子，它是在16世纪被发现的。 They were discovered in the 16th century. 名词100年或是一世纪就是 century. 美国的探险家宾肯在1911年发现了秘鲁的马丘比丘，他使这座古城受到了世人的注意。He brought it to the attention of the world. 名词 attention就是注意。有些传说中的古城可能不是真实的。Some lost cities might not be real. 形容词 real 就是真实、实际存在的。比如传说中的 El Dorado， 它是一个黄金城。The city has a lot of gold in it. 名词 gold 就是黄金。但是多年以来，从来没有人能找到这座城市。另外还有关于 Atlantis 这座城的传说，这是一座沉入海底的古城。It sank into the ocean. 动词 sink 表示沉没或沉入，它的动词三态是 sink, sank, sunk. 这座城也是到目前为止都找不到它。Many
people like to visit lost cities. A lost city is a city that people abandoned but did not destroy. People left most of these cities because of war or natural disasters. Years later, people found these cities again and told other people about them. The ruins of Pompeii in Italy were discovered in the 16th century. Today, about 2 million people visit the ruins each year.
Well, for being lost cities, a lot of people know about them.
That's true. Many people go to visit lost cities every year. But let's back up a minute. What is a lost city?
A lost city is a city that people abandoned, but it did not get destroyed. If the city was destroyed, there wouldn't be anything there. Many of the buildings are still standing.
We know some of the reasons why people leave these cities. People left most of these cities because of war or natural disasters.
War. War is when a country or a group of people fight each other. It is not good at all. Families want to protect their children, so they leave their homes.
Natural disasters, these also cause a lot of damage. Hurricanes and typhoons, earthquakes, volcanoes, these are all natural disasters. People have to run away from them, leaving their homes sometimes.
Oh, well, that reminds me of Pompeii. Pompeii is a place in Italy.
Oh, yes, I have heard about this place. A volcano exploded, covering the whole city. Very few people escaped.
But people were able to discover it again. I think in the 16th century. Century is a key word. A century is 100 years.
It is 2017 right now. We are 17 years into this century. In history, we talk about centuries, in the 13th century, in the 21st century.
So today, about 2 million people visit these ruins every year in Pompeii.
Well, I'm excited to learn more. Let's go on to part two.
Two of the most famous lost cities are Angkor in Cambodia and Machu Picchu in Peru. Machu Picchu is a very strange lost city. No one knows why it was abandoned. Hiram Bingham found it in 1911. He brought it to the attention of the world. Angkor is an ancient city. Cambodian people have always known about it. But people in the West didn't hear about it until the 1860s.
Wow, well, that was fun to look at. So, millions of people visit lost cities every year. There are quite a few places around the world, and it's too bad we just get to talk about a few of them today.
Well, friends, maybe you can learn about more on your own, but I'm excited that at least we get to talk about two today. Two of the most famous lost cities are Angkor in Cambodia and Machu Picchu in Peru.
Let's take another look at these sentences. Two of the most famous lost cities. 6 days of the week, we have Let's Talk in English. Or, two of my best friends will visit me.
Good example. Now, let's talk about Machu Picchu. It is a very strange lost city. No one knows why it was abandoned. Again, abandoned means people left it.
We learn about the person who found the city again. A man found it in 1911. He brought it to the attention of the world.
Christina, can you help us out a little bit more with this sentence?
探险家Bingham发现了马丘比丘，并使这座古城受到世人的注意. He brought it to the attention of the world. 来看看这个说法挺特别的。我们来看一下, bring something to the attention of 什么，表示使某人注意或者是重视某事物。比如说在公司里你注意到某个严重的问题, then you need to bring it to the attention of your boss. 你必须让你的老板注意这个问题。或者在法庭上我们要提出对自己有利的证词,并且让法官注意到这一点。We should bring it to the attention of the judge.
Thanks, Christina. Well, that really is interesting. He found a complete city, but no one was living there. That would get a lot of attention.
On the other side of the world, in Asia, there is the city Angkor.
Angkor is an ancient city. Cambodian people have always known about it, but people in the West didn't know about it until the 1860s.
That's right. It's an ancient city, remember? We can talk about years like this, the 1860s. So this is talking about 1860 through 1869, sometime in the 60s.
So a century is 100 years, but a decade is 10 years. So we can talk about the decades too, in the 50s, in the 20s.
All right, friends, we hope you are enjoying learning with us today. I know I love learning about places to travel to. But it is time for us to take a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back, friends. So, lost cities tell us about the past. We have a lot to learn from those cities.
I would love to go to Pompeii and learn about the Romans and the Italians from the past.
That does sound pretty amazing, although I really want to go to Machu Picchu. That's the one I want to go to the most.
I hear it's fun to hike up it as well. Well, friends, let's continue. Let's watch part three now.
Some lost cities might not be real. Stories say that a city called El Dorado is lost in South America. The city has a lot of gold in it. People have searched for El Dorado, but no one has ever found it. Other stories talk about the city of Atlantis. It was a famous island city. The stories say Atlantis sank into the ocean. No one has ever found it.
So the lost cities that we have talked about are all real. We have found them, and real means they actually exist. They are real.
Not real. Cartoons and most movies are not real. I think that sometimes we forget that sometimes.
Well, there is one lost city that may not be real. We don't know. Stories say that a city called El Dorado is lost in South America.
So the story says that the city has a lot of gold in it. I want to find it.
Peter, no one has ever found it.
Oh, hey, I found something.
What?
Pauline, I just found today's
calendar phrase.
No one has ever found it.
No one has ever found it.
从来没有人找到它。
I'm looking for a lost city.
No one has ever found it.
Where can it be?
No one has ever found it.
It must be here somewhere.
No one has ever found it. But keep looking. Maybe you'll find it.
I hope so.
And then it will no longer be lost.
No one has ever found it.
No one has ever found it.
从来没有人找到它。
People have searched for El Dorado, but no one has ever found it.
What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking that this is a really good sentence pattern.
That's it?
Let's go to Christina to learn more about it.
人们一直都在寻找这座 El Dorado 的古城，但是没有任何人找到它。People have searched for El Dorado, but no one has ever found it. 我们来学后面的 no one has ever found it. 通常如果我们想表达从来没有一个人做到某件事，就可以用这个句型 no one has ever done something. 因为是到目前为止都没有，所以要用现在完成式。而 ever 是副词，可以表达从来。比如说，从来没有人打败过他。No one has ever beaten him. 从来没有人看过他的女朋友。No one has ever seen his girlfriend.
Thank you very much, Christina. Well, it turns out that was a pretty good sentence. But Pauline, I thought you were thinking about finding El Dorado. Well, I want to be the first to find the city. Do you know why?
Because it has lots of gold?
Yes. Hey, how did you know that?
Well, I want to find it too.
Ooh, maybe we can go on an adventure and try to find El Dorado.
Ooh, let's do it. Oh, but I think we have to finish our show first.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yes, and we still have another city to talk about. The city of Atlantis.
Oh, Atlanta. Atlanta, Georgia. I have been there.
No, not Atlanta. Atlantis. Remember from our reading?
Yes, this is a very interesting place. There are stories that talk about the city of Atlantis. It was a famous island city.
The stories say Atlantis sank into the ocean. No one has ever found it.
Ooh, wow, that sounds really interesting. This would be a very difficult city to find, I think.
Oh, good point. That is a different kind of exploring.
And I think this lost city sounds more of a story than the others. But anyway, friends, we hope you enjoyed learning about lost cities today. Now let's review. Let's look at those keywords.
Here's your first keyword for today. War. War. Many people die in a war.
Century. Century. That book is a century old.
Attention. Attention. The strange picture got my attention.
Real. Real. These flowers aren't real.
Gold. Gold. Gold is very expensive.
Sink. Sink. The boat sank in the lake. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time. We can watch it together.
Many people like to visit lost cities. A lost city is a city that people abandoned but did not destroy. People left most of these cities because of war or natural disasters. Years later, people found these cities again and told other people about them. The ruins of Pompeii in Italy were discovered in the 16th century. Today, about 2 million people visit the ruins each year. Two of the most famous lost cities are Angkor in Cambodia and Machu Picchu in Peru. Machu Picchu is a very strange lost city. No one knows why it was abandoned. Hiram Bingham found it in 1911. He brought it to the attention of the world. Angkor is an ancient city. Cambodian people have always known about it. But people in the West didn't hear about it until the 1860s. Some lost cities might not be real. Stories say that a city called El Dorado is lost in South America. The city has a lot of gold in it. People have searched for El Dorado, but no one has ever found it. Other stories talk about the city of Atlantis. It was a famous island city. The stories say Atlantis sank into the ocean. No one has ever found it.
Know where lost cities are, they're not really lost. Why don't they call them found cities?
I don't know.
I want to visit a real lost city, not a found city.
You should visit El Dorado.
El Dorado?
Yes, there's a lot of gold in El Dorado.
Where is El Dorado?
Nobody knows. It's lost.
Oh.
Maybe you should visit Atlantis.
Atlantis?
Yes. Stories say the island city sank into the ocean.
Ooh. Where is Atlantis?
Nobody knows. It's lost.
Oh.
So, should we look for lost cities?
No. Now I want to look for lost bananas. I'm hungry.
Grandma, you really love this forest, don't you?
I sure do, Red. I think it's peaceful.
I think it's a little scary. Especially at night.
Well, you know, there's a story that says, you know about the person who, I mean, did you hear about the story about...
Stories say that an old woman lives in this forest.
What was that?
Super Sentence Man is my name, and let's play a little game.
Oh, I like games.
Great. Today's super sentence is, stories say that something. Can you think of another way to use this super sentence?
Oh, sure. Stories say that a large monster lives in the lake.
Stories say that a large monster lives in the lake. Excellent. Can you give me another one?
Okay, stories say that these trees come alive at midnight.
Stories say that these trees come alive at midnight. Ooh, that sounds scary, but that was a super sentence.
Oh, stories say that Super Sentence Man travels around the world every day bringing his super sentences with him.
Yes, yes, those stories are true. In fact, I must go now to help somebody else. But remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Oh, Grandma, what were you saying? Oh, right. Stories say that an old woman lives in this forest. Grandma, I think I know who that old woman is.
Who?
You. Don't be silly. I'm not old.
So, Peter, we talked about a lot of interesting lost cities today and yesterday. Let's see if you can guess the one I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of a lost city that is really big. It is an ancient city in Southeast Asia.
Oh, that must be Angkor in Cambodia. I have been there. Okay, I am thinking of a city. No one has found it. And I think you will need to breathe underwater to find it.
Oh, I know Atlantis, the island that sank into the water. Okay, my turn. Ooh, I really want to go to this lost city. I want to go because the people in that country speak Spanish. It's in South America.
Oh, you are talking about Machu Picchu. I would like to go there too. Well, friends, talk about your favorite lost city, but right now we have to go. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.